Okay, my name is Zunar. I'm from Malaysia. Mm-hmm. I'm a political cartoonist. I've been drawing political cartoon for more than 30 years in my country. Now we are here at Addis Ababa, and today is 3rd May, where everybody celebrate World Press Freedom Day. I'm part of the Cartoonists for Peace group members, and we are here to do an exhibition and also to discuss the issue that cartoonists face around the world. And as you know, that there are so many cartoonists is in danger now all over the world, and some are in jail now. So that's why we need to really understand and to show support or solidarity with them.
So why cartoons for you? Why are you a cartoonist? What makes you want to draw?
To be a cartoonist actually is not a choice.
What do you mean?
I am born with talent as a cartoonist. So it's not a choice. I mean that it's not like a job that you can choose a job. So cartoonists are born with cartooning talent. So people like you can't draw because you don't have that. You're never born with that talent. So this is that's what I mean by that. So it's not a choice. When still young, when I was young, I already started to draw. And how early? My first cartoon was published when I was 12 years old. That's how early is it. So it means that I started to draw earlier than that. So it's always from my early days, from the school days. Even though I didn't have any formal education in art, where I took science, but I always wanted to draw. And even my first job in the hospital, well, I took science, you know, the hospital. But I always wanted to draw because there is the talent I born with. So the passion to draw is to draw cartoon, and it's always in me.
But why satire? Why political cartoons?
Yes, to begin with, you know, my first cartoon got banned when I was 17 years old.
What was the cartoon about?
In the school magazine. So I criticized the teacher. So why I'm telling you this, because I want to highlight here is what that I think that cartoon, it is a very powerful medium. So we need to use that to highlight or to protest, to put our mind, to put our stand about every issues. And as I grew up more, the political issues and corruption has become very big around me. So I want to use this. So this medium is a weapon. It's a good weapon. So I'm not happy with corruption. I can't go and protest in the street. I will be arrested. Then I cannot do alone. And I'm not happy with political situation. There are so many conspiracy around the world, and also specifically in Malaysia. So what I need to do, I say, I want to use a cartoon. So because my cartoon can educate people more. When people look at cartoon, then people can understand more about the issue, what is happening. So not only that is very, very powerful, it also can go beyond age group and beyond social group and can go beyond demographic. That's why people in the town can understand. Also people in the rural area, they are illiterate, they can't read, but they still can understand cartoon. And the children still can understand cartoon. And the elders, of course, they understand cartoon. The professionals, they understand cartoon. That is why I think I want to use this. I have a talent. I need to use this to educate people. And when they understand the issues, I hope that they can start to put up their stand.
And your cartoons have caused a lot of controversy, right? And you were arrested.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about what happened?
I've been arrested 5 times. Wow. 9 of my books have been banned. And I've been charged with 9 charges of the sedition, with up to more than 20 years in jail terms. And I was under travel ban for a few years. I cannot go out. My assistant also arrested, and the printing factory who print my book also get raided, and they are given a warning, and my book cannot be sell in the shop because the police go to the shop and threaten to take their license if they sell my books. So this is thing that happened to me. This is also because of, I think, the impact and the medium that I use, impactful medium, give a good, great impact. And for me, this talent is not a gift, talent is a responsibility. So we need to continue to be a responsible person, and as a cartoonist, I have to be a responsible cartoonist. Even though the challenge, there are so many challenges, and we need to go.
So what's going through your mind when you hear about that, or when you are arrested? What do you think about? Do you think, maybe it's time to stop? Or does that power you forward, or something else?
I need to admit that there are times, you know, when you have to face all this period of hardship, there's a time that you said, when I'm in the police lock up behind the bar, I come at one point come to say that why I want to do this all, you know. I mean, before this, all my cartoonist friends are doing normal cartoon where they can make money about it. I mean, they no problem with them. Why I want to do this? At that point, sometime I face that. But overall, it is a responsibility I need to carry, and because I do cartoon for the people. So I got a good support from the people. So that's make me keep going, because when the people support you, you know you are not alone. Like I said that laughter is the best protest.